Oh, isn't it good just to spend time in God's presence, to worship Him, and to just stop to recognize all that we truly have to be thankful for. He is so wonderful. Well, we are going to, in just a bit, pray for needs in this place today as well. And before we do that, I just want to share a few thoughts with you and really a few scriptures with you before we take some time to pray together. If you've got your Bibles, you can follow along, or the verses will be on the screens. But I want us to look at Philippians chapter 4. And starting in verse 6, it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." That word anxious, it literally means to be troubled with cares. Maybe some of you have felt troubled with cares before. Maybe some of you have felt troubled with cares even currently, even when you came into this place this morning. God does not want us to live troubled with cares. He says, be anxious for nothing. But then He tells us how we can be free of that anxiety and that trouble. He says, with prayer and supplication. You know what that literally means? It means talking to God. It means bringing our specific requests to Him, letting Him know what's going on, pouring it all out to Him. Bring our cares to Him. And then it says, with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving means to have gratitude in our hearts, thanking Him. But have you ever noticed that sometimes when you're feeling anxious or troubled with cares, it isn't always the easiest time to thank Him? The attitude of our hearts isn't always feeling so thankful in that moment. But I want to tell you today that even in those moments, we can bring those things to God with thankfulness in our hearts. And I want us just quickly to look at three scriptures that if we grab a hold of these, if we meditate on these scriptures and let them become alive in our hearts, we will begin to be people who pray with thanksgiving. So I encourage you to write these verses down. Put them on post-its. Put them all over your house. These are verses we need to keep in front of us. The first one is found in 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15. It says, "Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything," is your need an anything? I think it is. It's not a trick question. "If we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him." Ladies, we will have thankful hearts when we truly have the confidence that He hears. Ladies, He hears. He hears your prayers. And not only does He hear, but He answers our prayers when we pray according to His will. When we have that confidence, when we know that beyond a shadow of a doubt that He hears and He will answer, that causes us to have thankful hearts when we pray. That causes us to not come to Him with worry and fear, but to come with thankfulness. Have you ever stopped to notice that sometimes our prayers are prayers that are said out of worry? Oh God, please. Sometimes there are prayers that are said out of fear, but He wants our prayers to be prayers that are prayed out of thankfulness. And we will have thankfulness when we have the confidence and know that He hears and He answers our prayers. That's His word. It's truth. So we can have that confidence. Secondly, look at Hebrews 4 and verse 16. I love this. It says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Ladies, we will have thankful hearts when we recognize that he is not some far-off, unreachable God. He wants us to run boldly to him with everything. We can bring every care, everything to him boldly. Those of you who are parents, don't you want your children to run to you with everything? To not be timid or withdrawn and hesitant to come to you? You want them to run to you boldly. And that's the way our Heavenly Father is. He says we can come to him boldly. We need to recognize that and know that and never hold back. Never be timid to come to him. He wants us. His arms are open wide. He's saying, come, sweetheart. Come, daughter. Come boldly to my throne to find what you need. And when we have that confidence, it causes us to have a thankfulness in our prayers rather than anxiety. And then the third thing is in Hebrews 10:23. It says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope. Now, around here at the Bridge, we talk about hope regularly, and we know that hope literally in the original writings, it means a confident expectation. So let us hold fast the confession of our confident expectation without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. We will have a thankful heart and thankfulness in our prayers when we have the unshakable confidence that God is faithful. Ladies, he is faithful. Look back in your life. Think about the things that he has already done in your life. Do you think he's going to stop now? No. He's continuing. He's perfecting the work that he's already begun. We can have confidence and know that he is faithful. So if we know that he hears us, if we know that he answers us and that we can run to him boldly and that he's faithful to his word, then we should be able to pray with such thankfulness in our hearts. Not prayers out of worry, not prayers out of fear, but prayers out of thankfulness. Amen? Amen. And then that verse that we started with in Philippians 4, it says, then when we bring our prayers and our requests to him with thankfulness, then the peace of God, supernatural peace. It's not dependent on circumstances or situations. It's a security and an assurance that comes only from God. Then that peace will guard and protect our minds and our hearts. How many want that supernatural peace to flood over your mind and your heart? We all do. We all want that peace. So we need to bring our requests to him with thankfulness, with gratitude, knowing that he is faithful. And then that's his promise that we'll receive that peace. And so today we're going to pray for needs in this place. And we're going to pray with thankfulness because we know that he's faithful. We know we can come to him boldly. And we know that he hears and he answers our prayers. And so I want to ask those who are going to be helping lead in areas of prayer, Maureen and Amber and Ashley, I want to ask you to come and join me. And we're going to pray for needs in this place. Because just as God has already answered prayers in our lives, he wants to continue to do that. That's who he is, okay? And so we're going to pray for wisdom and for provision. Maybe you're in a situation where you need some wisdom in your life or you need God's provision. Maybe you need a miracle in your marriage or in your family. You need restoration. Maureen's going to pray for marriages and families. And Amber's going to pray for all of our students who are here today. And I'm going to pray for healing in this place today. And all morning, I just cannot shake this overwhelming sense, and I don't want to shake this overwhelming sense, that God's going to do the miraculous in this place today. I want to tell you, this past Sunday, I had a young woman come up to me after one of the services, and she said, She said, 2 months ago, she came after a service and asked for prayer because 2 years ago, doctors told her that there was no way that she and her husband would ever conceive. It was not physically possible. And so 2 months ago, she came and she said, I believe God can do the miraculous. And so we prayed. And this past Sunday, she came and she found me to tell me that she's pregnant. God is faithful. God is amazing. And just this past month, there's another woman in our church. I'm not sure if she's here today or not, but her husband at the last man-to-man event, they had a time of worship, and he was just worshiping and just telling God that he trusted God for his wife's healing because she had a cancerous tumor that was scheduled for surgery, and he was just pouring it out to God, worshiping God, trusting God for her healing. And that surgery has been canceled because the tumor is gone. Yeah. God is amazing. He is faithful. He is miraculous. It's who he is. That's his nature. And so we're going to pray. And as we pray for all of these things this morning, I want to ask you to stand to your feet and pray with us because this is not a time to be spectators. This is a time for all of us to open our hearts and to connect with God and to allow our hearts to reach out to him with thankfulness, that confidence of knowing that he hears and he answers, and praying for the needs in our own lives, but praying for those around us as well, okay? And we may be leading in prayer, but we want all of you to be praying together with us because there's power when we join our faith together. And so as we start by praying for healing in this place, I want to ask, if you need a physical healing in your body today, I want you to raise your hand really high. And believers around you, I want you to gather and lay hands on them because the Bible says believers lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That is God's promise. So I want every person with their hand raised to have some believers gathering around them. And we have two hands right here that need some believers gathering around them right in the center over here, in the back center. Awesome. Fantastic. Thank you, girls. There's power in our faith together. Thank you, Lord. Father, we come before you right now. And God, we thank you that you are our healer. You are our healer. That's who you are. And so, Father, right now, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your word says believers lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So that's what we're doing in this place. And Father, your word says that by the stripes of Jesus, we were healed. It's already been done. It's been paid for on Calvary's cross. And so, Father, right now, we're asking for the manifestation of that healing to be evident in each and every one of these bodies right here in this place now in Jesus' name. And God, as they reach out to you in faith, God, I know that you are a God who hears and answers and responds. And so, Father, we're asking that your healing power would just flood through their entire being, flooding every cell and fiber of their entire being with healing, with life, with wholeness in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. God, we thank you for complete and total healing and health and wholeness, God. Father, you've given us authority over everything on this earth. And right now, as believers in this place, we take authority over sickness, over cancer, over infections, over disease of every kind. And we command sickness to leave these bodies now in Jesus' name. And we thank you for life and health and wholeness flooding through these bodies in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and we thank you for your faithfulness, God. You are great. You are so faithful. You are our healer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. And Father, I also pray in this place right now for those who are in need of healing mentally, emotionally. God, you know the hurts in people's hearts right now. And God, I'm asking for your healing. Father, for those who've lost loved ones and heading into this holiday season, this more difficult this year than before, God, I am asking right now that you would pour your healing power into their hearts right now. God, I pray that women in this place who've been hurt would open their hearts to you to receive your healing. And God, that you would just wrap your arms of love and comfort around them, embrace them. May they sense your presence and your comfort like never before. Wash over their minds with your peace and your healing, God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray. And we thank you. We thank you that you are the healer. We give you praise in Jesus' name.
Father, we do. We just give you praise, God. We thank you for your presence in this place. We thank you, God, for your Holy Spirit touching and ministering to hearts and to women. And Father, I want to lift up all the marriages represented in this room today, every single one, God. We give you thanks. Marriage is a gift from you, Lord, and we're grateful and we're thankful for our marriages. And Lord, we pray that our marriages would be united and centered on you, Lord, and that people around us would see that, would see the difference, that our children would be raised up in that, and that they would seek spouses, God, that are godly spouses. And Lord, we thank you for our marriages. And Father, I lift up any marriages that are hurting or in trouble in here. God, we pray restoration over these marriages. We continue to pray for healing to flow in this place, God. Wherever marriages are broken or hurting or the enemy's getting in to deceive and lie, we come against those lies in the name of Jesus, and we speak truth and healing over our marriages. God, as women of God, I pray that we would all be strong and mighty in you, that we would be examples not only to our children, but we would be strength to our husbands, that God, we would lift them up and encourage them and build them up in you, God. I pray they'd be stronger men because we're in their life, God. Give us everything we need to be strong women of God. And we pray for strong marriages. We thank you for them, Lord. And any hurting marriage in this place is healed in the name of Jesus. The enemy has no foothold in your marriage or in your life, and we thank you for that. We thank you for your healing balm in this place, God. Healing all over this room. Whatever's needed, you have what we need, Jesus. You have everything we need, and we take hold of it in the name of Jesus, and we receive what you have for us, giving you thanks and praise. God, we lift up our families to you, our precious children that you've given us on loan from you. God, help us to be just godly examples to our children, Lord. Help us to train them up in the way they should go. Thank you for our families, God. We pray as we meet with family, extended family in the next few days, we pray that, God, they would just see Jesus in us, that we would love those that are kind of hard to love, and we would reach out to those who don't know you. I pray for any unsaved family members that they would come to know you in the name of Jesus, that they would want what we have, Lord, because it's you. So God, we thank you that you hear our prayers, that we can cast them all on you, and we are thankful and grateful because we don't do it on our own. We do it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
God, we just come before you and we lift up our youth girls. God, I just pray right now for their hearts, God, the things that they deal with, the relationships, God, the school stress, the expectations of who they should be and who they could be, and the questions of what's next. God, those things that are in their heart, sometimes they can feel so real that it hurts. So, Father, I pray that you would just touch our youth girls' hearts right now. God, that you would be with them. God, that right now that they would have a perspective change. That you really are the greatest blessing, that they wouldn't run to other things. They would run to church. They would run to you. They would run to your word. They would run to prayer. God, that they would be the generation that instead of running away from you, they would run to you, and they would have people behind them watching them run towards you. And God, it wouldn't just be for them, God, that when they have this perspective change, that you truly are our greatest blessing, and they can be so thankful if they just have you. They have everything else. So God, as this perspective change happens in their hearts and in their minds, and they quit believing the enemy's lies that say they can't or they won't or that they can't get through this, God, and that their hearts won't heal, God, I pray that you would remind them of your truth, that as they run to you, as they run to your word, as they run to church, as they run to believers for encouragement, God, you will show up. God, give them the confidence of just having you and that being enough, that everything else comes with that. So God, I just pray that you would equip them, God, that maybe their families aren't saved, God, that they would be the start of that, that they would lead the way in their school, they would lead the way in their home, they would lead the way, God, for the people that are around them, God, that you would equip them for that, that as they are healed in their hearts, and they have that perspective change to come to you first, that God, everything else will follow, and you will do great things with their life. God, we believe that. We join our faith believing for our young girls and the new things that are gonna come through them and through their families and everything that'll follow. We believe that with our whole heart. Remind them of how much you love them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, right now, God, we just come before you and we ask you for wisdom and we ask you for provision, Father. God, I pray for every single woman represented in this place, God, that is needing your wisdom, Father. God, you know what they're going through. You know the situations that they are dealing with right now, Father. And you know that there are women that are here, God, crying out for your wisdom. And God, I thank you that you give wisdom freely. God, I thank you that you pour wisdom out, Father, and then all we need to do is just to seek your face. So right now in this moment, God, we seek your face. God, we seek your heart. And I pray, Lord, that as we do that, that your wisdom, God, would overflow in lives this morning, that it would overflow in hearts, God. I pray that there would be, God, no questions, that no longer would there be confusion, God, that no longer there would be doubt, but God, that your wisdom would flow in this place, God, that your wisdom would be poured out into our lives and into our families, God. I pray that you would lead us, that you would direct us, and that you would guide us, Father. Let us be assured, God, in exactly what it is that you want us to do, Father. God, may women leave this place this morning absolutely confident in you, in what you're directing them to do, God. And God, I ask for your provision. Father, you know the needs represented in this place, God. So I pray that you would just pour out your provision, God. I thank you that you are a generous God. I thank you that you are our source, Father. You are the giver of every good and perfect gift, Father. So we seek you tonight, today, God. We seek you in your provision. And God, I thank you in advance. Lord, I thank you that you are a faithful God, that you are a good God. And I thank you, God, that when we seek you, God, and when we come to you, and when we pray, and when we ask you for things, God, that your desire is to meet our needs, God. I thank you that God, your desire is to pour out blessing in our lives, God. So I ask for that this morning, God, that your blessing would overflow in lives this morning, Father. I thank you that you are faithful to your word. I thank you that we can stand on truth this morning and that we can be confident in our God, that we can be confident that you will supply every need, no matter how big or how small. You are a faithful God. And so we seek you this morning. We seek your goodness. We seek your faithfulness. Pour out your blessing, Father, and we'll give you all the praise and all the glory for it, because we know that you are a faithful God. We know that you are true to your word, and we know, God, that when we ask, we will receive. So this morning, God, our hearts are filled with expectation, God. We expect that you're going to meet needs. We expect that you're going to pour out your blessing, God. We expect that you are going to provide for us this morning, God. and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.
Ladies, let's just lift our hands to heaven. Let's lift our hands to heaven and just give him praise because he is faithful. He has heard and he has answered. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, God. We praise you that there's nothing too big, nothing too difficult for you, God. We leave this place today with a confident assurance that you are at work. And we receive your peace for our minds and our hearts today, God. We trust you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Love you, Jesus.